Oh, all right. So welcome to the show. I'm Bill.
I'm Brian.
Welcome.
I'm David.
And these are some of the shows we like. What we got on tap today?
Down today.
Oh, don't open it yet.
No, yo, you don't start with opening.
Oh, no.
Well, then somebody else has to be in charge.
Yeah, somebody else has to be in charge. Today we've got Bloomer's Blueberry Cream.
Yes.
Another local one, apparently.
Yep, local, Monroe, Wisconsin.
Just not that far off. It's got some crazy label action going on.
Yeah, it's kind of interesting. It looks...
looks like a ticket.
Yeah, exactly. I was going to say... a stamp, but that is wrong.
It's 11.16 floral ounces. I feel like I've been robbed. I thought this was going to be 12.
Yeah, that is somewhat an odd number. Because, I mean, yeah, it's 330 mils even, but that's... God, I hate it when people use lowercase L's for liters.
It was created by bubbly people as well.
Mm-hmm.
Looks...
it's blue.
It's definitely a loud soda. Like,
yes,
hair on it?
Definitely.
I actually kind of like the color on it.
Yeah, it's a nice color. It's not
it's
a natural
pleasant
color,
no,
but it is lovely.
No, this is not how blueberries are.
It looks like...
They're actually indigo
it's
berries.
It's the same color as Cool Water, the perfume.
Okay.
Well, hopefully it doesn't taste like that.
Yeah.
That reminds me, I was over at a friend's house a while back, and he's just like, oh, you gotta try some of this wine I've been brewing. It tastes horrible. It'll get you fucked up. But it smells amazing. And everybody's just like, yeah, you made perfume, dude. Anyway.
Just drinking straight perfume.
Yeah, this looks good. Let's go.
Dude, we haven't even gotten a nutrition fact yet.
Oh, fuck you. We only do that when you're here.
Exactly.
And the first episode where Bob and I went back and forth reading off the ingredients. Which was amazing. Yeah.
No, I mean, this is a beef... I mean, it's 177 calories for that 11.16 fluid ounces.
Total carbs are lower than what I'm used to seeing.
Yeah.
Not by too much, but still lower.
We're basically looking at 42 grams of sugar all in the form of high fructose corn syrup, but you know what? If it's good, it's good. So I don't really care. So, yeah, I mean, we've got appearance. Pretty good.
That sounded impressive.
And now,
yeah,
let's open these and... you know, do some wafting and stuff.
Wafting?
Oh, Brian's got it.
Always been able to hold my own bottles.
Wafting?
That's true.
Alright. Initial thoughts on the smell?
It smells like candy.
Oh my god, that is a strong smell.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wow. It
smells like a bad wine cooler.
Yeah.
You know what it smells like?
Some crushed up sweet tarts.
It smells like that, like bubblegum mouthwash that you get at the dentist.
Oh,
or bubble tape.
That stuff is bad.
Yeah, I am really I'm nervous now. All right,
hey, it's okay though. You know, maybe it'll taste amazing. We don't
Here's
know.
Hoping.
If it doesn't, I swear I'd finish all the bottles.
Yeah, you gotta finish your bottle. Bottoms up, gents.
That sounded nice. I like that.
Yeah.
What the fuck does this taste like?
Yeah, holy crap, I am not sure.
I mean, it doesn't taste bad, but doesn't taste like blueberries.
No.
It doesn't really taste like blueberries at all, actually.
It definitely tastes like sugar.
Yeah.
You know what it tastes like? It tastes like blue cotton candy.
Yes, that's right on the money.
And it looks like Cool Water.
The soda's doing well so far.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not particularly
I
want to
see that on a billboard somewhere.
It tastes like
Bloomer's Blueberry Cream. It looks like Cool Water. It tastes
like blue cotton candy.
I mean, I guess I keep forgetting about the cream part of it. That's going to throw off what we were expecting for just blueberry.
Yeah.
Keeping
really
that in mind,
any
I kind
cream in there either.
I kind of catch it. Like, right, I get
does,
what they're going for.
It does
for.
Have a cream soda sort of flavor to
it. And it's got some sort of fruit, like, on top of that. Like, fruit,
yeah, but
fruit
very,
attempt.
Very artificial tasting
oh,
fruit.
Yeah.
Yeah, I see what they're going for. honestly, blueberry cream, you don't see that a lot, because I it's probably a hard target to hit.
Yeah, I was going to say, I think we know why you don't see it.
So I guess kudos for them for giving that a go.
Mm-hmm.
It's also S1845. I'm not sure if that's how long they've been doing blueberries specifically, or if that's just how long they've been doing bloomers.
My guess is that's how long they've been doing bloomers.
If I had to guess, I'd say they've been trying for blueberries since, like, the 50s, so... But that's when you started seeing all those crazy different sodas. No, that's when you started seeing them.
We need to find some before the 80s.
Speaking of crazy flavored sodas from the 50s, we need to find some chocolate soda.
That'd be cool with that.
Mm-hmm. You actually have to jump online, because I've yet to see one in any of the grocery stores we've stopped at, but... I mean, this is fine.
Yeah.
Like, you know, I just feel like I'm eating a handful of candy. I didn't want a handful of candy.
Yeah, because if you wanted a handful of candy, you probably would have bought.
I'm an adult. Candy, yeah. It would have been cheaper than... Though this wasn't very expensive. This is like...
$2.50 for the four.
$2.69. So I guess kudos really, for that. Yeah.
That kind of explains it, because it looked like from the...
Yeah, it's like a buck less than what we're used to paying for these preemies.
Yeah, it looks like it's marketed like a premium beverage, but it really
It was in the premium beverage aisle.
Well, that's because it's in a glass bottle, and it's not made by Coke, Pepsi, or...
RC.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that right there puts it in the premium, but that's like right next to Rockstar.
Yeah. Fair enough. No,
hey, that's premium stuff right there. Can I request that for the next one?
Oh, Jesus. No, it's not a soda.
Well, how is it not a soda?
I mean, we will probably do an energy drink episode eventually. There is an episode where I think we did Mug Cream, where Bob tells us in an elaborate story why he's not going to be there for the energy drink episode. Because of Super Pump Max, time traveling in your skin. It's a good... You need to go back and listen to that episode.
I'm incredibly scared. Ones.
Yeah.
Don't you love how so much of this is predicated on nobody listens to the episodes except for you and the podcast?
Yeah, I explained a couple of the ones that Bob wasn't into him last episode. I'm the only constant. I'm gonna be honest. I like looking at it a lot more than I like drinking.
Yeah. No, it is very pleasant to look at, and it's all right to drink.
Yeah, it's fine.
I feel kind of bad.
It looks like the ocean.
Yeah.
That's the tent.
I mean, these are
the people at home.
Yeah, these are our homeboys. You know, Monroe, Wisconsin, represent. But.
Monroe kind of bugs me as a town, but that's because of the way service is set up for work for that area. So, you know.
Wow. Nice.
Yeah. Not too keen on that zone, but other than that hear nice things.
That's like me saying, man, Battle Creek is okay, except that's where all the cereal companies are. Fuck them. I'm actually totally cool with cereal companies.
It's actually the opposite of that, because I'm saying Monroe is now okay because they have a nice little inexpensive premium soda company. Like, that gives them a buff, so I'm not sure where you're coming from there. But, yeah, I think, you know, honestly, I'm ready to rate it. You guys ready to rate it?
If you guys do me last again, probably.
The way we've been doing these, if you haven't been listening, is we either give a little anecdote about how this makes us feel on an emotional level, or we just blurt out the first adjective that comes to our mind and then a score immediately, like, happy 78.
Uh-huh.
Either works.
Okay.
No. Damn.
Pretty 64.
I was going to say underwhelmed 48.
So I can tell a story about how this makes me feel.
Yeah, yep. You can paint us a picture if you want.
Paint us a picture with your words.
Okay. This is similar to walking through a prairie with nice, blue, cool water, colored skies.
But you've been walking for a while.
But then I realize I'm in a dentist chair, and he's making me squish that disgusting liquid around in my mouth, and I'm still
I'm gonna
little bit under the gas.
I'm gonna change my underwhelmed to
when my mouth
it
hurts.
Feels like I'm at a carnival that I didn't particularly want to go to in the first place.
It's like a carnival I didn't want to go to.
Why do we have no signal, by the way?
My guess is probably just because it's been off for a while, so... Yeah, well, it's just screensaver kicking in under power mode.
There we go. Okay. Yeah. Yeah, carnival I didn't want to go to in the first place.
Best of it.
Yeah, I mean, like, it's fine. I got some funnel cake. I got a handful of candy. Like,
yeah.
Maybe went on a ride or two, but I'd really just
but
rather
you know, it's
go
hot
home
outside.
And,
you wanted to stay home in the air conditioning.
Yeah, like, I got shit to do. Like, I don't have time for blue
carnival
blue
land.
Yeah. Blue.
Bloomers, it's like a carnival you didn't want to go to anyway.
Do you want to expand yours
think,
now that
I think that'll be the official.
Yeah.
That's the official average.
Yeah, no, I'm gonna stand by my bloomers. It's, yeah, that's I'm good now.
You gave it a
64.
I was at 48. What did you give it for a number?
I don't think he did.
So I think we interrupted you a bunch.
Yeah.
I would give this like a 44.
Okay.
Significantly below average, I would say. Maybe 34. Definitely 4 for the second number, though.
Can you stick with 44? Because then it's a 52 average.
No. No, definitely 34. I would never buy
this. So that's
this.
That's a 48 and two-thirds average.
48 and two-thirds. Perfect.
I was almost on the money. All right, yeah. 48 and two-thirds. Bloomers, blueberry cream. The carnival that I guess I'll go to. See you later, SoPals.